As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To all New Yorkers and to all Americans, the allegations are baseless. The allegations are nothing more than a revenge tour. And as you mentioned, my office was successful in securing a $454 million judgment against Donald Trump and others for exaggerating the value of his assets. He engaged in a pattern and practice of fraud. And the interest is accruing each and every day while the case is on appeal in the First Department.
Well, there you have Letitia James, and I don't know who could have seen this coming. Letitia James now being sued by the Trump DOJ, I guess mortgage fraud. It's pretty wild. If you haven't been following this, you've seen Letitia James. If you haven't seen her yet, she just seems to be she seems to be rattled a little bit by the is turnabout fair play. I don't know. Let's ask somebody who's out there in New York and understands maybe a little bit more about the goings on. Joe DeVito, our friend, writer, comedian, and a regular panelist on Fox News Gutfeld, who will be at the Funny Bone Streets of St. Charles May 8th through 10th. And you need to get your tickets now. stlewisfunnybone.com. Joe DeVito, welcome back. Good to have you.
Annie, happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that very much. Big 41.
Yeah, well, they asked if I wanted to come out to jump out of the cake for you, but there's a little gluten problem, so I had to pass.
They wouldn't offer to get you gluten-free for a cake to jump out
no.
of? Oh, man.
No, we're on a budget.
Budgets are tight. Yeah, I can agree with that. Let me ask you the question about Letitia James. And is this something people are taking seriously in your neck of the woods in New York? Because when I look at it, it does look like revenge. But then when I see the things that are being filed against her, I'm like, well, it's kind of maybe sounds like you did it.
Yeah, well, you know, it goes to show that villains aren't what they used to be. They used to be a lot smarter. And here she is. She's essentially getting the whole thing that they made up against Trump. Does she have to get busted for the exact same crime? I mean, there's not even a level of creativity there. So, it was always a case based on nonsense. And it's very rewarding to see that she is facing serious trouble. I mean, I believe this is a federal crime because she's in different states with it. So very fun, fun to see the revenge dish served cold. So yeah. I'm enjoying to see where this goes.
We're speaking with Joe DeVito right now. Go to joedevito.com to learn more about where he's going to be. Joe, we had this conversation a little bit earlier in the week, and we were talking about whether or not Donald Trump is petty. And I was like, I think he is petty, but I think I like it. What are your thoughts on that? Is there a pettiness to Donald Trump?
Absolutely, and it's hilarious. It's one of the things that makes it like he just can't let things go, and that, you know, he's so insulting to the people. But look at what the Democrats are giving him to work with. That they're getting to a point. I mean, I know with my writing for Gutfeld, we're running out of metaphors to say, you know, it's like they supported a wife beating gang. Oh, no, they actually did that.
Yeah.
What's the argument in favor? Like, well, you have to bring in these people, you know, because they're beating the women. Americans won't. That's why we have to bring in. I mean, come on.
Joe. Is it still funny when it's true? Does it become less funny when you come up with that joke and wait a second, that's actually true? Do you just have to pivot, or do you go in even harder on it?
I don't know. Sometimes you just turn the camera on them and let them speak. I mean, even the images, and this guy down in Elsa, he's not even MS-13. He's like MS-15. He's off the charts. And they show him with that senator. But what are they on vacation together?
It looked like a lovely meal. Like an all-inclusive.
I thought the whole thing about men don't want to go to prison because you're afraid of what's going to happen to you in the shower, and those two are at brunch together. You don't get gayer than that.
We're Joe DeVito with us right now. He will be at the Funny Bone Streets of St. Charles May 8th through 10th. You can go to stlewisfunnybone.com. The Trump administration has done some funny things. I think today the thing is if you go to the government website that used to give you like the steps to handle COVID, it now just explains how COVID came from China. So they just totally flipped the thing. And you know, it's like, I feel like they're sitting around a room and they're like, what if we did this? And they're like, do it, go on. Are you for all of this stuff that kind of makes a mockery of all the things that the left held dear for so many years?
I think it's really funny. It's really funny. And I think that after what we were forced to try, what they tried to make us accept as reality for the past 4 years, I don't see how they can call out what the Republicans are doing and say it's inappropriate. I mean, look at who they wanted to think. They kept telling us Joe Biden was in his right frame of mind. And I'm sure you saw the clip the other day where they trotted him out for that. Yeah, I don't know if you call it a mumbling engagement, but when he started talking while the music was still cranked. and you watch that and you think, we're actually watching a man lose each of his senses every time he's in front of the camera. So now he doesn't even hear. He just comes out like a wind-up toy. So, I think it's great that they're just sticking it to them. And I think you can't ignore it. The Democrats have turned into the people they pick to put to the forefront. They've turned into those women who write letters to serial killers in jail.
I guess that still happens. What is the allure there? What is the attraction to that?
I don't know. It's like whenever I see someone hugging a pit bull and they're like, I can change him. It's like, no, I don't think so. Even if you have a brunch meeting with him in El Salvador and you dress him like he's a Trader Joe's employee, it's still, we know.
I said earlier today, he looked more Midwestern than Tim Walz ever did with his like plaid cut off or short sleeve shirt, and that, I mean, we're Kansas City Chiefs fans here, but he was wearing a Kansas City Chiefs hat in El Salvador for a moment. While, like, did he have that hat in prison with him? Did the senator from Maryland walk up and be like, I'm gonna need you to wear this button up and this Chiefs hat, that'll do the trick? It feels very Tim Walz-y to me.
Much better than Tim Walz, because at least you know this guy knows how to use a gun. And Walz almost shooting himself in his Elmer Fudd photo op. So, this guy, I don't know. I don't know how you pick more loathsome people for them to champion. And they act like, you say, first they came for the gang-banging wife beaters. Yes, good.
Yes, we did.
That's who you should come for.
What do you think about the people? It's very popular on social media to be like, is this what you voted for? And then everyone's like, this is exactly what I voted for. The Democrats are so out of touch. They don't get it. But then you see them doubling down on these types of things. Is there a way for the Democrats to pivot in time, maybe for the midterms or the next presidential election? Is there an issue that you see brewing out there right now that the Democrats might be able to seize upon?
I don't know. The way they're going, I'm waiting for them to come out in favor of cannibalism or something. Because they keep trying to create the myth of the regretful Trump voter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know a single one. I have a friend who is in a business that relies, unfortunately, on a lot of imports from China. And I was talking to her, and she's very upset. It's affecting her business. She's not sure what's going to happen. And I said to her, would you change your vote? And she laughed. She said, of course not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the idea that, again, we have to look at the alternatives that they're putting up are becoming more and more unpalatable. So I don't know. I mean, sometimes I get concerned that maybe Trump is trying to do too much too fast. But these things are all interconnected between crime and immigration and the economy. and the tariffs. I don't know. I wonder how the Democrats would probably flip if he said he was putting a tariff on fentanyl coming over the border. They'd say, well, now we're in favor of that.
We're speaking with Joe DeVito, joedevito.com, also coming to the Funny Bone at the Streets of St. Charles. It's a great venue, great place to see these wonderful comedians as they make their way through St. Louis. May 8th through 10th, tickets are available at stlewisfunnybone.com. You brought up Joe Biden and his mumbling speech that he provided. We've heard, you know, Donald Trump has talked a lot about the auto pen thing, and he was asked recently, I think it might have been, was it with the Rachel Campus Duffy interview possibly, like, who was behind the auto pen? And Rachel, I think, asked him, do you think it was Jill? And he said no. I'm wondering if you have any philosophy on obviously Joe wasn't managing the presidency. How do you think that worked?
I don't know. I don't even think it was an auto pen. I think it was using maybe like a spirograph or something where maybe they just tied a pen to his leg and let him run around for a while, and that counted. I don't know. Was he even capable of a thumbprint at this point? Does that even show up? The man's turned into a hologram. I don't know. I mean, there are a lot of people who say that that Obama was still the one behind the scenes. I think it's probably those not even cabinet officials, that people that are so deep into the government, they don't even have the name recognition.
Mm-hmm.
But we do know that it certainly wasn't Joe Biden, and it wasn't Kamala Harris. Thank God.
Yeah, she still finds her way to the top of the list of potential nominees for the next go around. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez continuously finds herself at the top, especially if Kamala is not involved. And she peaks, the only one in double digits at like 10%. I think that's kind of worrisome if you're in the Democrat Party, of course. But Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez does seem to be going at least mainstream in the Democrat Party right now. Do you think that she has the longevity to maybe actually make a presidential run?
Well, she has picked up Kamala's mantle of adopting strange accents when she addresses a crowd, where when she saw her this past one, I don't even know what that one was called. Was that drunk Sofia Vergara? Like, what was she? She's going to be speaking to them in Klingon soon. And let's go on record, she probably wasn't a very good bartender either.
I have to ask you about Katy Perry and Gayle King.
Please, it made history.
Yes, this is history. 10 minutes. You know, I have said this, I've only commented on it a little bit, but I was indifferent to the whole thing. Like, okay, that's a cool opportunity if you want to do something like that. Very cool opportunity to get the chance to do something like that. You land and you're like, wow, that was cool. And then you go about your life. But Gayle and Katy Perry and the crew took it a different way and imparted upon us what they wanted the world to do next.
Yes.
Your thoughts?
Yes. I think the whole thing is a Jeff Bezos psyop, okay? It's his plan to make women think that something lasting for 10 minutes is impressive. And Gayle King, I'm an astronaut. Yes, you are. You are an astronaut. Hey, you know what? I flew from JFK to Palm Beach and I sat in seat 13F. I'm a pilot.
Do you find it ironic that they put an all-women crew on a ship that they didn't allow them to fly?
Well, this is the thing. It's not a crew.
Yeah.
They work. Yeah, I guess it doesn't have the same ring if you say all female cargo.
It's kind of what it was.
Go ahead. Even William Shatner did the first one. And when William Shatner landed, he didn't say, I'm Captain Kirk.
Would you take up an opportunity like that, 10 minutes to go up in space or whatever? Would you do that?
I don't know. I mean, it sounds like, I think everyone would have enjoyed it if they said, hey, it was this really cool experience. I have a different perspective on Earth. And then if that's what they said when they landed, it would have been a nice thing to show, like, hey, this is incredible that this is possible. Because it really was just essentially a commercial for you know, Blue Origin. But, you know, they land and they're like, we have defeated the Galactic Alliance. What are you idiots talking about? I think it set back the cause of feminism, because we're all talking about Katy Perry, Gayle King, and Lauren Sanchez. And there were three women who have actual accomplishments, and I'm too lazy to look up who their names are, and I don't think anyone else can name them either.
Joe, you make a great point. Even the woman who was in space for 9 months, who like just existed up there and then came back and went right back to business, Yeah. To me, it wasn't. It's not that they did it. It's just they came back and they thought that they had changed the course of future history. And it. I haven't seen anybody take it seriously, really, other than them. It's been pretty ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. The astronauts. Curly Moe.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Shemp.
Joe, it's good to have you here. Thanks for joining us. We can't wait till you're in town here on the in the Funny Bone at the streets of St. Charles, May 8th through 10th. Some tickets are still available. We want to pack that house for you. stlewisfunnybone.com. Will you come see us when you're in town?
Absolutely. Always have a great time stopping by and harassing you guys.
We love it. We'll get the cake. Gluten-free. Take care, Joe. We appreciate
it. Enjoy
you.
Your birthday.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. JoeDeVito.com is the website. You can check out where he's going to be, when he's going to be there. And I really encourage you, if you've never been to a show, to a stand-up comedy show, I think there are a lot of people listening right now. There's like a 25% of your brain that thinks, I think I might enjoy that. But there's 75% of your brain and body that goes, I don't want to go through the process of getting there. Scrap that. Buy your tickets right now. stlewisfunnybone.com. You will have a wonderful time. It's affordable. It's fun. The streets of St. Charles are amazing. Have dinner, grab dinner, then go to a comedy show and just enjoy the medicine of laughter. Lots of laughter with Joe DeVito. We're always happy to have him here. All right, when we come back, The Bee or Not The Bee with Ryan Wiggins. Wiggins America next here on The Andy Fry Show.
Turn off your tears and